Well, John McClinton was a Kansan. He was from Hiawatha, and he really, cutting to the chase, I mean, he's the guy that really integrates basketball in many ways. I mean, he's the guy that changes the face of the game. I mean, he breaks down enormous barriers all through the game.
He's a social trailblazer, and we'll get to more of that in just a moment, but he learned the game under the inventor of the game.
Yes, indeed. You know, he kind of discovered he wanted to be a basketball coach, really. And he thought about trying to go to Massachusetts, where, you know, Springfield, where the game is officially supposed to be invented. And his father kind of figured out that the guy who started the game was right down the road in Lawrence, Kansas.
So you don't have to go all the way.
You don't have to go all the way out there. So he comes to KU. This is in the 1930s.
And he enrolls.
And he enrolls. And he's the first black graduate of the physical education department at KU. And he enrolls, and James Naismith is his advisor.
That's a good advisor to
have. That's a great advisor. And Naismith, he saw something in John McClinton and really kind of broke the rules in many ways to kind of push him forward. You know, he got him a job teaching, coaching at Lawrence High School. Right. And this at this time, there would have been a black team and a white team at Lawrence High School. Everything was segregated.
Right.
And so he got him the job teaching the black team, which often would have went to a white man. And so, you know, McClinton and Naismith really kind of have a bond there, a special kind of bond. One of the great stories in the film is how the pool at Robinson Gymnasium was segregated, and blacks could not swim in the pool. And
that's the pool here at KU.
That's the pool here at KU. And to complete your studies as a physical education major, you had to take a swim test. And what they did for black students, they said, you just passed the test. Don't worry about it.
He didn't actually have to swim.
You didn't actually have to swim. And McClinton says, no, I want to, because he's actually a really good swimmer and is a lifeguard in Kansas City. And so he says, no, I want to take the test. So he jumps in the pool. Of course, he gets out and they drain the pool. He kind of persuades Naismith to give him the chance to do this. And Naismith, he works it out and the rules are changed. But it's really because of the impetus of John McClinton.
So John McClinton eventually gets James Naismith to be the champion for this cause. Let's integrate the swimming pool at KU.
Exactly. And this is a 19-year-old, 20-year-old young man.
So John McClinton becomes a coach first at the high school level, but then coaches in college and the pros and the Olympics. How does that even happen? I mean,
you're right.
Is he just that good that he kept getting promoted?
He's that good. I mean, he knew how to win, and he really changes the game. And he wins so many championships in a row. And the NCAA, you know, who he's trying to force to open up, finally break down and say, okay, you are good enough. And so he just goes one by one with the success that he has, breaking down barriers. He gets first the NAIA, then the NCAA, and then the pros.
Title of this film is Fast Break, the legendary John McClinton. Did he invent the fast break?
He invented the fast break. It's not just like legend. He wrote books about it. He wrote books about the fast break. He has a book called Fast Break.
What else?
Well, there's a really great story. It's called The Secret Game. And The Secret Game, this is when he was teaching at the North Carolina School for Negroes. And they play a secret game against Duke. And it had to be a secret game because in Nashville, where they were, everything was segregated, thoroughly segregated. And you couldn't even play basketball against one another.
So this is 1944?
This is 44, yes. And this Duke medical school team, it's not the Duke college team, but these guys all went to Duke, and they were actually better than the Duke college team.
Mm.
And they had beat the Duke college team. So they were the best guys in the area, really. And one of the best teams in the country, clearly. Almost like a pro team at that time. There's no pro teams, but it would have been like equivalent to a pro team.
Right.
So they play this secret game at the gym at North Carolina School for Negroes. No one's there. Doors are locked. No fans are allowed to be in the gym. And for the first half of the game, the Duke guys are just killing McClinton's team. And what it is that, you know, blacks and whites had no inner contact at all at this time. I mean, the black players had never even shaken hands with a white person before. I mean, and they were probably even frightened of white people to a large degree.
A little intimidated just because of the times they lived in.
Exactly. And so the second half, you know, the North Carolina team, McClendon's team kind of goes, these guys ain't anything but men. They're just like us. You know, we can beat these guys. And they turn it around and they do the fast break on them and they beat them, you know, like by 40 points. McClendon isn't a real strong, big, boisterous, he's not a Martin Luther King kind of great, gives great speeches, because he's really a quiet man and he changes everything just through his success and through his ability. I mean, he just cannot be denied he is so successful. He's known for a guy who, as a guy who never got a technical foul and never was kicked out of a game. He never lost his temper on the bench.
Calm, cool, collected.
And I think that's kind of the thing he got from Naismith to some degree was, you know, this is about, you know, shaping young men's lives.